Oh, I love that. I love that.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Feed Me Your Construction Content. I'm Carolyn McMahon.
I am Joshua McMahon.
Boo, it is good to be back. It's been weeks.
Feels like a year. It's a whole new season.
Oh, yeah, because we went to Vegas, which definitely feels like it's been a year.
A week in Vegas, followed up with a week in Dallas for a Builder 20 meeting. That was a terrible idea, doing back-to-back weeks out of town.
Yes, this was the longest you've ever been away from home.
I know.
It was the best week. Oh, it was so bad.
Anyway,
we're so excited. We have a guest and friend on, Kevin DeShazo.
Yes, with All Secure LLC, brand new low voltage company in the Richmond, Virginia market.
Excellent.
Thank you guys for having me on.
We need some low voltage.
It's the best stuff out there.
It is the best stuff. And we will add that Kevin and his team helped us put in our low voltage at our house. The recessed speakers are money. The big banging speakers on the back porch. The neighbors love them.
I had nothing to do with that. I'm on that.
And I'll tell you, for me, even it was the troubleshooting afterward. And Nick was just so kind and so patient. I imagine that he's one of those guys, almost like an IT that guys like, is your computer plugged in? And that would be me. But he was great when we had a Sonos issue, and just amazing. It was a good experience.
Yeah, one of Nick's qualities is his perfection. If it's not done the way it would be in his house, he will not like to leave it in somebody else's house. Mm-hmm. He wants to make sure it's done right and correct.
Good.
He was texting me at 7:30 at night. He said, can I come by there tomorrow? I said, Nick, it's okay, man. It's just the Sonos, right? We'll get it. Don't be in a hurry, but I really appreciated that about him. But now that we've jumped into that.
Right, we're just right into it.
Kevin, thanks for being on the show. Do you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself, All Secure LLC?
Sure, thank you for having me. So I've been low voltage since 1994. I actually started doing central vac systems back in 1994, one of Carolyn's favorite items, and intercom systems, which means people probably don't have anymore
what
today.
What the heck is an intercom?
So it's an iPhone.
Yes. It's the predecessor to an iPhone, believe it or not. Much larger.
Text message.
Yeah, I don't think it had that capability. But yes, intercom systems. And I stayed in low voltage ever since. I've done ADT security for years as both a technician and sales. So I have a lot of security background. We've done speakers, mounted many, many TVs. So that was kind of my background, has always been in this since I was 20 some years old.
Well, I think people don't often know what low voltage is, right? So, you know, you go through selections and you're like, yeah, and you're going to meet with, you know, Kevin, who's going to handle your low voltage. And they just kind of give you a look like, what does that mean? And I was like, okay, well, I'm the wrong person to say what it is. I was like, you know, it's your in-wall wiring for your data, cable,
telephone,
those archaic things that, you know, that you have. And then, you know, we talk about central vacs.
That's how you should lead. Your low voltage contractor does your central vac.
Yeah, it's always
55 plus community. Come on, you need a central vac. Do you really want to lug the vacuum all over the place?
Absolutely.
I'd rather than be rocking out on their porch still there with their speakers.
Well, we can do both.
You start with the vacuum. That's how you get them hooked, because they're like, yes, I've got to clean my house. And then you're like, but you need surround sound while you're doing it.
I don't want them to hurt themselves.
As long as they close. Like, think about the goal.
That's right. But yeah, so anyway.
Side note there.
You know, low voltage, you know, has just been this kind of mystery to me.
I think the best word for us today is technology.
Okay.
We do the technology that you want in your home.
Ooh.
And so that's what's going to set us apart. We're going to do anything you like, from cameras, video doorbells, speakers like we talked about, obviously central vacs. But we can also do home automation, controlling lights from your smartphone, being able to do things where you can walk through your house and have sensors to turn your lights on and off. Those are the kind of things that customers are looking for today in their homes. And those are some of the products that we can offer.
Technology, I like that. It makes me sound smart.
Those are the areas where builders are still antiquated and we just don't get it.
Yeah. And we get that a lot. And I get a lot of pushback too from, well, everything is wireless today. And there is some truth to that, but wireless doesn't mean it's better. Hardwire speakers are going to sound much better with going through a wire than it is through the air.
Wireless is not better. We've been streaming our cable for 3+ years, and when the wireless service is not on point, It really sucks.
It does. If you're watching a football game and it goes into buffering mode, that's probably one of the most frustrating things that happens.
At a pivotal point in the game, too, I'll add. I don't know how they know what time to go and buffer, but they get it.
I think Xfinity probably has a hand in that or something. Yes.
This is why you need cable. This is why
you need hardwire cable.
But I think the technology is exactly right. And what price point homes do you think we really should be leaning into more home automation and technology as part of our base house?
Yeah, that's a great question, Josh. It's simple with security. We can start at a smaller home with some plug-in automation. Lamp modules would be an example. Video doorbells. So, maybe that $300,000 to $400,000 price range can get you some of those automations that you may be looking for. If you get into a higher price point, you may want to add the speaker systems, surround sound, or just zone speakers. Some people just want to have speakers playing throughout their house, or we can definitely do a rocking, 13.2 surround sound system. So depending on what your mood is set for. But anything with automation can be standard through a basic security system up to a Centron or other type of systems or Lutron systems, that are out there that can control lights, blinds, all those type of things.
Well, I have seen builders over the years add more of that automation to their base package, where it used to be just, some drops.
Standard data package.
Yeah.
Hardwire security and 4 cable drops. For some reason, that still seems like what everybody wants to go with today.
Right. But then, with Boon, we do a small package, right? An alarm panel.
Yeah. So it does. Boon does do a wireless alarm panel that gives you standard security system, but can add video, can add home automation.
Yeah, so we give you the foundation.
You get the foundation, the basic package. That's kind of the brains or the hub, if you will. And then you can build off that very easily if you decide to do that.
So that's a builder that's doing a really good entry-level system that allows you to add to it. They can buckle onto it versus a builder that doesn't do anything and then you've got to start from scratch.
Correct. One of the experiences I had several years ago was a young lady I met in her home that was built. And she said her home came with a technology package. So she asked some questions. We weren't part of the build there. So I went out there and there wasn't one single wire in her home. So she reached out to her builder and said, I'm confused. What's the wiring tech package?
Yeah.
And the builder's response is, well, everything's wireless now. So your home can accept all that wireless technology. So brilliant. I didn't really have a comeback for that other than,
did you have to, close your mouth because you were just like, oh my God.
I didn't see my face at the time, but I'm sure my jaw was probably pretty close to the floor.
Yeah, you just paused.
I didn't know really how to approach that other than, we can retro in things if needed. So, but yeah, that's some of the mentality of technology today. Everybody thinks about plumbing, everything, obviously electrical, things like that, but nobody gives a whole lot of thought to the technology side of it.
Oh, and you're not an afterthought, Kevin.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I think it's a good point from the production side and production being installing it in the field. You're not critical path, Kevin. Like mechanical, electrical, plumbing, framing inspection, insulation inspection. You're not in that mix.
Oh, man, he's critical path if you forget to put it in.
Yes, and that's why I'm saying you're not critical path. So I think the thing that I need is, what's the compelling argument that I need to consider you when I'm designing my houses and I'm putting these packages together?
So one of the things that we talk about is best of our ability is future-proofing at home. And the best way to do that is to have some Cat 6 cable in there, because Cat 6 cable is amazing that you can transfer it into an HDMI cable. You can, whatever the technology goes to, usually the Cat 6 will support that data run to go through there. We do something sometimes with what we call HDMI balance. I can never say that word right, but you can run a Cat 6 cable and then you can put these balance on the end of it and convert it to an HDMI. It just gives you the ability to have that functionality as your home ages.
That's a great point. And we built a house where we had an HDMI cable that was probably 75 feet long and somebody hit it. In construction, they hit it. They were able to use the Cat 6 cable to turn that into an HDMI and still keep us running.
Absolutely.
There was no getting that HDMI cable from the closet, the media closet, to the outdoor wall where we had our TV set up.
Not without making some holes in your beautiful new walls.
Yeah, which I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, understood.
Yikes.
I think that's a great point. So the future-proofing part of it, and I think that's what we really need to think about as builders, is we're not just building a home for today. We're building a home for somebody for the next 30 years.
Correct.
And what kind of forward thinking can we put into it to future-proof it so that they can grow into the house?
And a lot of things today that I've noticed too, and we talked about this as well, is customers want to cut the cable. You don't have to cut the wire to cut the cable. You can just turn the cable off. You can run a wire to an attic, run a coax, and go to Amazon, buy an antenna, and pick up the 15 or 20 channels that are sent free through the air to your home. So those are some of the things that would help to be prepared for that if you decide to make those decisions later.
So a little better than our antenna that I came home, and I was like, why is the window open? And he...
I didn't future-proof that
house. I tried to get him to do that.
I love my husband. You know, so I'm like, what is this hanging out of the window? And it was our antenna. You know, it's this little flat thing. And it was like, you know, flung out the window with the window closed. And he's like, yeah, well, Kevin said that I could probably do something a little better than this. I'm like, you need to do it immediately.
I was watching the game. I was able to get the game in. It was like watching HBO as a kid when you didn't have HBO and you were hoping to see between the blurry lines. You know what I'm talking about.
I know, Kevin. Exactly what you're talking about.
That's what I was doing, trying to watch the football game with the antenna on the front porch.
So yes, we can absolutely get that corrected for you, Josh, when you're ready.
I think we're ready.
Duct taping an antenna on the side of the house, that's all good. Yes, and I understand that.
If you need a sign... There's your son.
Well, we're definitely ready to do that. We'll talk to you about that after this episode. Let's talk more about All Secure. So you just recently started this business. And I say recently. It's probably been 3-4 months.
We kind of laid the groundwork back in October. But we really opened officially, I say, the first of the year. January is when we were actually up and running full steam. Everything in those last 3 months of 2023, we're just laying the foundation of where we are today.
That entrepreneurial. I can't even say the word. Yes, remember we said we cut things?
Yeah.
You're going to cut that, right?
I will. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You started talking about late 2023, and I told you do it.
We'll
do everything we can to help you, because I'm pro entrepreneurs getting out there and making a difference. And I'm pro good contractors. We need more good contractors.
And I think that's one thing we were learning as we were working each individually for different companies at that time and really dedicating what we were doing to those companies and realizing, you know, why don't we doing this for ourselves? And I think that's what that, because I have two of the best technicians I feel in the Richmond market, and they're my partners as well. So we all work together to form this organization that really does, I think, set us apart from some of our competitors out there.
I agree. I think you've got really good technicians on board, customer service oriented, really take a lot of pride in what they're doing.
And they are part owners of the company. So it's not like they're 9 to 5 when they go home and they forget about it. They're working, like you mentioned, Nick reaching out to you in the evening time. They're always, you know, they know that what everything we do is to build this this company into what we want it to be. So their dedication is what really helps set us apart, because it's three of us instead of one guy at the top. It's all three of us that are making these decisions to make us a better and more efficient company.
I think that's really cool, because, you know, their decisions and what they do, I mean, impact you as a whole versus, you know, just some guy on the field. And right, we talk about that, about some guy, you know, having an open checkbook. It's like, no, you don't have an open checkbook.
Yeah, they got more ownership. There's more skin in the game. So the decisions they're making are the right decision for the business and the customer.
And me as a salesperson, you know, we can do that. Absolutely. Anytime. And all you guys probably understand where I'm coming from with this that are in sales. They're the ones that are like, no, wait a second. Let's take a step back. Can we really do this and really help me to keep myself grounded when I make those sales calls or make those decisions? Okay, is this something that we're comfortable with, that we can do correctly, and that we can do where the customer is completely satisfied?
So I hear you. It's three of you, three different partners. At the end of the day, who's the decision maker?
Well, they actually have me being the managing partner.
Okay.
But we all three are very pretty much have a say in what we do. It's my first partnership. So it's kind of a learning curve for me to be, you know, cause I'm like, no, I want to do it this way. And my way's right.
Yeah.
Now I got to say, okay, maybe my way's not right. Let's listen to everybody. And then let's make a group decision based on that. But from my experience, cause I've been doing this for so long, I think they kind of are okay with me saying, okay, guys, maybe we should look at doing this way or doing it this way, but they have no problem pushing back if they see something that doesn't, you know, reach their expectations.
Well, I think a democracy makes the most sense. So all three of you talking and coming to the same, like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We have full alignment. But I think the big piece is somebody has to be in charge. And I hear you saying, hey, I'm the managing partner. So at the end of the day, I make the ultimate decision. So if there's a three-way split on what we're doing, Kevin makes that decision. Because so I'm speaking as the builder. Like, which one of you am I going to when I need to make sure we're getting something resolved?
Yeah, I would be that guy. I've always been that guy. Even when I wasn't that guy, I was still somehow that guy.
You've always been that guy. That's right.
So, and that's great. I like to say I'm kind of the face of the company, though those two guys are way better looking than me. But I am the one who will be the interaction. I will be the one that meets the customers, the builders, and have those day-to-day conversations. And then those guys are out there making the magic happening behind the scenes.
Which is good. I mean, I really like that structure. What's your compelling argument to builders?
I think a couple things that set us apart is, one for me is my ability to, I think on the customer service side, I have been the guy, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I am the guy that answers the phone on the evenings and probably on the weekends. I like to try to make myself available to my customers and my builders. So I think that's one thing that sets us apart. You're not dealing with somebody that's in sales or somebody that's in service. You're dealing with one of the owners, whoever the three of us you reach. And I think that their dedication to making it done right in the field, every house, whether it's a $350,000 house or a $3 million house, they're going to do it right. And they're going to do it to a set standard that somebody's going to walk in there and say, okay, this looks really good. And I'm happy with the service that we provided.
Customer service is great. And then done right. I completely agree with you on both of those points. So you're a smaller company. Say I've got 60 homes. How do you service my account?
So that's a great question. So the one thing I think that sets us apart is that I'm also a technician. So okay. I am able to come out in the field if need be. A service, I can do program security systems. I can check camera systems. I can program Sonos. I can do all the things that our guys can do, just not as efficient or as good as they can do it.
Yeah.
But I can do all those things. And then we have other partners out in the field that we can partner up with if we get into a situation where we may need some help. We have a company that we've used that those guys have been doing it for years as well. And then we, you know, as a growing company, I had a guy call me random today. Hey, are you hiring? So I know there's people in this industry that are looking for good quality employment opportunities. We're not there yet, but we're ready to pull those trigger, when that time comes where we need to bring in more additional help.
That's great. So you are, say, inactively looking for additional people to bring onto your team. When the time is right.
And we have two young men that are very anxious to join us who want to learn the trade. And the thing with us, it's like electricians and plumbers, usually you have the main technician or the head technician, and then you would usually have a helper. In our application, Josh and Nick are both equal, so there are two lead techs, but when we do have to split them apart, they would be lead techs also with a helper in those situations if it came to that.
That's awesome. So what's the biggest thing you're looking for in builders?
I think in builders, we can do the production builders and we can definitely make that happen. But custom is, I think, really the avenue for our company. And I think the thing that does set us apart from some of our competitors is that we are willing to try new things. If a customer comes in and says, oh, I want this, that, and this, we'll look into and research and try to find a solution for that customer and then present that to them instead of saying, nope, that's not in our ballpark. We're not going to do that.
Right. You mentioned that because, you know, you had worked for other low voltage companies in our area. And if it didn't fit within their bubble or their program, or maybe they didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
They just weren't comfortable. And they just said no.
Yeah. I think there was both of that. I think it was, having the technicians be able to go out into a situation where they knew they can, provide the adequate type of installation, that can provide the quality installation that they needed to do to make that product work. And also being in that cookie cutter setting where we're just going to offer A, B, C, or D. And if that doesn't fit your needs, then we're not going to be able to help you with that. So,
right.
But are you open to taking on that type of account? Some people will take on a national builder per se, more for cash flow reasons, to keep their team busy and engaged. And then when the custom builder, because look, I'm a custom home builder. We're doing 6 homes a year. So I'm going to see you once and I'm going to see you one more time, right? So and it's going to be a long time from it. So the money is so far in between that you might go out of business before you get to the trim out.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Josh. And I still think there's a builder that we're trying to stay within the range of because we do commercial work as well.
Okay.
And that's kind of Josh and Nick's background currently is commercial. They've both done residential for years, but commercial is their background. So I think we can offer a set of services to a custom builder. Happy to do builders that do 200-300 homes a year. But I really think our wheelhouse is going to be custom builders where they really look for central vac systems, home surround sound systems, those type of technologies.
Yeah, you're looking for more of that custom or boutique builder, somebody that sets themselves apart from just saying, we do one more. That's our motto. We're a one more builder.
We're going to give you four wires and that's and a speaker package if you want it.
You want some creativity. So you're saying, hey, I've got really good technicians on board. And if I give them the cookie cutter four wires and two drops or whatever we do, I'm going to lose my guys because that's not where they can sink their teeth in.
Exactly. I think that's a great way to put that. They love the challenge. I mean, it feeds their desire to find something that say, okay, I got to really think about this. How am I going to make this work? We had an example. We'll use Nick. Nick was, we were doing a commercial security system that was a little different than what we've normally done in the past. And I can see him was like, okay, I got this and I'm going to do this. And he nailed it. I mean, it was so different than just pulling four wires and just being an autopilot because you actually have to think about all these steps and making sure we're following them correctly.
I definitely get that. I mean, in a custom side, hiring project managers or superintendents, you hire somebody that does $20 million homes and you build $2 million homes, well, you're not keeping that person for very long.
Yeah.
And same thing on the other side, right? So you have to be very careful and very selective. In the Richmond market, what builders do you have your eyes on? Can you say on the show?
I mean, there's definitely builders that I have worked with in the past, and I'm going to mention Boone. Boone has always been my favorite account. I've always enjoyed working with the project managers, with their customers.
Design manager.
Yeah, their design manager is okay as well. And
they don't sponsor the show, so I don't like to plug them.
Ouch, no, but gosh.
They had the most amazing design coordinator over at Boone. She was a delight to work with.
That's Susan. That's not me.
Well, I thought that's who we were talking about.
Yes.
Damn it. Ooh, okay.
Should we start that over again?
Get out of my house.
But we're not done. But should we start over?
That's not going anywhere.
But yeah, working with Boone has been a pleasure.
So what I think you're really looking for is more that custom builder or boutique builder that does something that's not necessarily in the box, the same thing over and over again. And look, there's a builder for everything, and that's what you're looking for, and I think that's important.
Yeah, I think so, and I think to have the opportunity to meet the customer directly, I know some builders, it's get it in, get it done, and move on. But the idea of meeting the customer, feeling what they're looking for, get a feel for what they've had before, and be able to have those conversations. I enjoy that on a personal level because I can kind of feel of, okay, this is what they're thinking about, this is what they want, versus, you know, white or off-white paint, white or off-white carpet. These are conversations I can have with these customers.
No, I completely get it. You're an extrovert like I am, and we like to get out there and we get energy from these people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I get it.
I'm missing the joke here.
Because I'm not extroverted, but I am telling myself I'm an extrovert.
I disagree with that comment, but anyway.
I'm really fighting my own mind.
Okay.
This is many how-to books later.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. This is a lesson in mindfuckery.
You can't say that on radio.
I can't.
Wow.
All right. Fine. Maybe I'll delete that. Well, Kevin, this has been a ton of fun.
Thank you, guys.
We're super excited for you and everything you guys are doing. Anything that you wanted to add that we missed or didn't ask you?
No, I just, again, it's really my two partners that make this thing happen. Those are the guys that make the magic happen out in the field. And as we continue to grow, they will always be overseen. One's a production manager and an engineer. The other one's the operations manager. So they both have management roles, but are still out there getting their hands dirty every day.
That's cool. I mean, hats off to you. I mean, the bravery factor for your business. I mean, it's a big deal. Now I can say that to you. I just can't say that to my husband. Like, I want him to stay put, you know.
Yeah, I did this before, and I said I would never do it again, and yet here I am.
You didn't have the right support.
Yeah, that's true. And I didn't have the right timing because it was right before COVID.
Right. It well, yes.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. It was right before COVID.
Exactly. So. Well, good luck to you. We'll help you any way we can.
Sounds great. Can't wait to put that central vacuum system into your home.
The next one.
Yeah, the 2.0 version of this house.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you being on the show. Nick and Josh, y'all keep crushing it. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.